What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Episode 89, episode 89, episode 89. You coming on in here, give you guys a chance. Go on and hit that like and that share button. Come on in here, guys. We're gonna run it up. We're gonna run it, y'all, because Coach got the shares, y'all. I put the post up by the coach. Coach got the shares. So that means Coach is touching the people, y'all. So we're gonna run it up. Run it up. Episode 89, episode 89. Marvin Sports and Life. Marvin Sports and Life, we're gonna run it up. All right, guys. Episode 89. Got Kuznetron. It was a big discrepancy off the rip. I said that coach was from Silverton. Because right. I know that coach played basketball at Scott Branch. So that threw me off. So I said, you know what? Coach said, hey, coach, I'm from Santee. I'm not from. I said, man, because I know how y'all get that.
Gotta let the boys know, man. You know, I show love to both cities. Like I say, I'm from Santee, small town called Parlors in Santee.
Okay. That's the first time I've ever heard of something I've never heard of in Santee.
For real, Parlors, man. Parlors, real. It's about two or three dirt roads, man. You know.
Okay.
Grew up in there. Like I said, my parents moved to Somerton.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, Santee is a family. So Lake Manor, I'm teachers, family, teachers, cousins. All my cousins.
So what year did you move from Santee to Somerton?
So I wasn't born yet. I wasn't born yet. So this is how I break it down and tell people. You know, so during the week I'm in Somerton, and weekends
every weekend you're
in Santee. Yeah, man. So,
okay.
So they moved to Somerton, and I just went to school at Scott's Branch. So I claim both, but I do let people know. You know, I'm from Santee.
Okay. So we're gonna start from the beginning.
Okay.
So okay, well now we know you were from Santee, you were born in Somerton. Well,
yeah.
Born and raised Somerton. So in elementary school, if I had to find your old classmates, your old elementary school teacher, how would they describe you in elementary school? How would they describe me?
My teachers, man, they would say talkative.
Okay.
They would say very, very, very talkative.
Okay.
Full of energy, always got something going on in the class. I tell my students that now, man, and my players is now, like, I always had something going on in school, but I was never disrespectful, you know, but I was talking. I had something going on, but I never was disrespectful. So if you look at my files, like, if that's still there, I'm pretty sure it is, but all my referrals say talking, 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 talking. They never, like, disrespect, you know what I'm saying?
Always talking. You got to teach these kids that, right. Some of these kids, they were scared to be disrespectful.
Right. I'm trying to tell you, dude.
You're scared
I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, and to the second part of that question, my friends and classmates, they would say the same thing. I like to say that I was one of those people that, you know, fit in with all the different crowds. I was at this lunch table, I was at that lunch table.
Okay.
I was with this type of demographic and everything. So outgoing, full of energy, talking to, you know, that's what they would say about me.
So you said to move around.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so at this time, elementary school, has basketball been introduced to your life yet?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
How early was basketball?
2 years old, man.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I don't want to say my mom or my dad, but I do know that they bought me a little small, little tax goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another picture of me, like, 2 years old, like, I'm dunking it. I still look at that picture to this day when I go back home.
Okay.
But, I can, two years old, a little tax goal, and I just remember growing up, Kobe Bryant was the number one first person I can remember, dude. So, that's my dude.
So, Coach, where are you born, Coach?
97.
Okay, so, you
get my students going for you.
Oh, I know they're watching it. Oh, yeah, Coach, we got it. Hey, guess what? They're fighting to a man.
Yeah, they're going to be fast, man. They're going to know.
Okay, so Kobe Bryant, so you're 2 years old. That's when basketball introduced to you. So did you go through? So when you played Little League, did you go through Somerton League? Or did you
I went through Somerton League, and I did 1 year over here, in Santee.
Okay.
The Rec League in Santee.
I know Santee had a Rec League. That is a shot at Santee.
Yeah,
I didn't know Santee had a Rec League.
This comment's about to go crazy now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean they had a Rec League.
Yeah, they got a little Rec League, a little small AU team. It was called Superstars from Christ. So we had that one.
So when you were in Somerton, at what age Okay, well, let me phrase it. So even when you, at those little ages, did you feel like I'm kind of better than my peers? Like every school, when we at recess, I'm always getting chose first, and I believe I'm better than my peers.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, man, like I believe me personally, mm-hmm. I feel like I was always, you know, better than a lot of people, but mm-hmm. the confidence, you know, was never there. Because like I said, I'm not from Somerton, but I grew up there in a sense.
Okay.
So when I'm home on the weekends, you know, playing with my friends back in, you know, back home, mm-hmm. like I'm playing with grown men. I grew up playing with older people.
Okay.
You know, so my confidence is through the roof there.
Gotcha.
The things I would do, the way I would play back home versus mm-hmm. playing down there, it was totally different.
Wow.
Yeah. So it took me a while to build my confidence up as a basketball player myself.
Uh-huh.
About till like I got to honestly, man, I say my last couple of years in middle school. Mm-hmm. And all up through high school, that's when I finally started to build a confidence as a player myself on an organized level.
Okay, like let me play. Mm-hmm. Let me play high note.
Yep.
Play.
Yep.
So you had, I'm gonna tell you something, because Santion, shout out Santi, I used to spend a few weekends out of my homeboy, my big homie Jonathan Anderson. Mm-hmm. And my big brother, he lived behind the projects.
Okay.
And they were playing ball on a dirt road.
Right, yeah,
yeah, it's yeah. It's not the same team, but behind the project, yep. I know it is. I don't know what y'all call it. Don't get on me about that now.
Yeah.
But I know it's.
Yeah,
you live back there. Okay, so you're balling.
Uh-huh.
So you're balling. You're doing your thing. So my thing is, you said it took a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So when you coming up in Santee at that time, because we know Kobe Bryant is your guy. But then at that time, who was the guy? Maybe he didn't play for school. Maybe he just was a neighborhood guy.
Question.
Who was the guy you like, man, I can't wait till I play like.
That's a good question, man. My older cousin, man. Shout out if you see this. James Williams.
Okay.
James Williams was one of my older cousins. I mean, like I said, I grew up playing with older people.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know how old, what's the age gap between us? Mm-hmm. But he got three kids now, three little girls. Mm-hmm. He's married, man. Like he's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me a lot of things I know about mm-hmm. being aggressive, having confidence. When I started dunking, like mm-hmm. he taught me like, you know, just dunk the ball regularly, you know, flush it,
mm-hmm.
Go with authority. So him, he's the guy. Like I said, we'll go outside at night, you know, as a kid,
mm-hmm.
come out with t-shirt white, and you go out there, you come out with t-shirt black.
Wait,
just dust.
Putting
in work. Another one of my older cousins, David Watson, he didn't play basketball mm-hmm. so much, but he was a football player at Calhoun County. And then he ended up playing football at University of Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Okay,
played there, and she was the first family member, first male in my family to graduate college. And not only that, played collegiate sports. So he kind of paid away and whatnot. And so those two dudes growing up, they didn't, you know, I won't say they'll make it per se, but they was a,
you look like,
yeah,
I mean, when they were in the neighborhood, they were busting heads.
Oh, for sure.
Because we got to get those guys inside. Like, a lot of mm-hmm. guys never went on, or they might have been high school stars or stopped audits. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't get make the high school because life happens.
Right, life happens. That's true.
So at this point, when he's like, so at this point, we still talking like middle school, when like he's kind of like
middle school, high school. That's high school, going there. Middle school.
When he like, okay,
yeah.
So you still. So when you were at, so first of all, did you? Because let me say, I give all love to PB sports.
Uh-huh.
Did you win any PB championships in basketball?
Did I win? Man, no, man, I didn't. Here's the reason why, man.
Well, it's already started.
Yeah,
it's already started.
Here's the reason why. Because growing up, man, I played for the Okay, this is Somerton Rec League.
Okay,
Somerton Rec League, man. I played for the Bobcats.
Okay.
All right. So if you're from Somerton, you know there was a team called Spurs.
Okay.
The Spurs had every single, all the hoopers on one team.
Mm-hmm.
And every other team probably had like one, two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could go 5-5 out. You know, man.
Good.
In the rec league, but you know, you get those good teams, man, with all the cousins on the same team.
And they keep them too.
So, nope. Spurs winning every year. Mm-hmm. Spurs winning every year. But one year I did end up getting MVP for my actual team.
Okay.
Championship in the Spurs, man.
The Spurs was just that
Spurs
team.
Spurs just that team.
Spurs and Somerton Rec League, y'all was cheaters.
Man. Yeah, man.
So at that point, are you playing football too or just basketball?
Just basketball.
Just basketball.
Basketball.
Okay. So the Spurs wreck that dream. Mm-hmm. But even with the Spurs being so good, oh, you playing Black Heat? I'm gonna play these guys. Okay, and what was the star on the Spurs?
Because I had so many. Marvin, Devin, Scooter was on the team that year. Malik, Dorsey. I'm saying these boys last name.
So they had a whole a team just full of ballers.
Whole team. I mean, these are all like dudes that so like starting players that because Manning and Clanton County kind of did came together. So it's like some boys from Manning, the best players at Manning, the best players from Summerton, coaches, son. Dog, I'm telling you, man, the Spurs gave us some problems, man. Gave everybody some problems. So
jeez,
yeah, dog. Like, but yeah, my homeboy Devin, I think he's probably the best player on that team.
Best player in Jesus. So did you and him end up playing? I'm gonna bounce back and forth. So did you and him end up playing together at Scotts Branch?
We ended up playing together for a little bit at Scotts Branch, but he ended up moving, going to Virginia. He finished his high school career at Virginia.
Okay, okay.
I think it's called Heritage High. Yeah.
Okay, but did he end up being?
He was real. I say this. He finished his last 2 years in Virginia really good. You know, really
okay, okay, okay. Now, yeah. Sometimes we get because. I'm not gonna name. We got some guys. Like, man, what happened to the second
show? Yeah, why
happened to him? Like, then we looked at BB.
Yeah,
it's a guy.
Yep.
I'm not gonna say his name, but
yep.
Probably one of the
yep.
best linebackers to ever come out of Orangeburg County. And now just walk around. I'm not gonna go there. Shout out to him. You know you are. Mm-hmm. But okay. So you're doing this first. So the first crush of dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're getting better.
Yeah. Okay. Getting better for sure. You know.
So middle school comes along. I know you spend on weekends in Santee.
Uh-huh.
You spend on weekends in Santee. Yep. Week in Santee, number trouble. Yeah. So you're gonna weekends in Santee, and so, cause you said like Cousin James putting it into you.
Mm-hmm.
So sixth grade, are you playing for some of the middle, or are you still playing rec league?
So middle school is a weird time for me because I ended up not playing no middle school basketball.
Wow. Yeah,
I did no middle school basketball, and I did like 2 years of like AAU. I missed that whole entire year of well, I think it was like 2 years in middle school.
It's something three.
Like that. 3 years. I missed all of those, but I was devoted to working out. But me and James every weekend, every summer, we just straight working out.
I got a hold right there now. Was there a particular reason? But that's a big gap, because I got to mention that.
Politics, man.
Oh.
Politics.
So you are, I knew that had been a reason now. So you already knew.
Yeah, I already knew.
My God, the politics has been that deep in middle school. I know it had politics in high school ball.
Politics go all the way, I'm going to be honest with you, politics go all the way down to Pee Wee size, man.
Let me tell you something. Shout out to Coach. I remember, I will go way down to bring this up.
Yeah.
So it's an incident happened. A young lady was upset. I'm just saying that her child, I'm guessing the story, upset that her child didn't make all-star. And it led to a whole bunch of people commenting.
Mm-hmm.
But one name kept coming up in all them comments.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I only let my coach play for Coach Davis.
No.
The young lady had a thing about her son not making it. And it was like, well, that's why I'm glad my son played for Coach David. That's why I only like Coach David, because he taught the kids. And I said, but to your credit, I don't know if the city reported it. It was down, the post down. There's a lot of comments. And your name was on like 4 or 5 of those comments.
This is when I was working for the city.
No, this was. Well, this happened last month. Yeah, you worked with the city.
Okay. Yeah.
This happened last. I don't have even been a full month. I don't have been a full month. That this incident happened. And like I said, just go for the city. No, this happened last month. He's had WOTX in it. But to your credit, there's a few moms in there. They were like, but that's why I like my coach. Mm-hmm. He really taught the kids. He made a difference. He was giving back. He showed my child something. He was fair. And then she went on to, you said politics, and she went on to the politics thing. So I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
When you said that,
yeah,
it brought me back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can explain or not explain. Shout out to the young man. You know who you are. Yeah. So if Court Divas on here, you can share. You can mm-hmm. hit the share, and you can say this is the Court Divas I was talking about. But so did the politics. I think some of it because everybody in politics. But see, I guess, well,
is everyone?
See, I didn't play basketball. And to be fair to me, in middle school, it's easy when my God, I'm one of the biggest kids there, so I didn't face.
Yeah.
But I guess it's more like a quarterback wide receiver position, mm-hmm. maybe, and it might get because sons who will. So in Summerton, was the politics more so? I don't know. You not one of the in cliques,
right.
or your daddy
right.
not, mama not
right.
one of the in cliques,
right.
or versus like
right.
the best. I don't care who it is, the best guy that I was gonna play.
It never was that per se. It was a list of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, man, of all of this is what makes me like I believe to get to the position I am right now, mm-hmm. coach. It just better it better me. But like I said, like you said, I wasn't from there
mm-hmm.
per se. I wasn't at Warsaw Park anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like every weekend after school with all my friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Parents wasn't allowing me to do that. Safety reasons, you know what I'm saying? And they're not from San Antonio, so
I get you,
they're just trying to keep me, you know, out of trouble. Not saying that there's any trouble going on.
Mm-hmm.
We know our parents are.
Yeah, like, we ain't from here. You yeah. go out there, get mm-hmm. in some trouble.
Right, right. So that side of it. My older siblings went to Scott Ranch as well, but they went to Ella Reed all the way to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't, you know,
mm-hmm.
big Eagles as much as I became to be.
Okay.
We had coaches that were dads that did the son, father, son thing. And it's deep, man.
It also makes sense.
It's only 15 jerseys. And I just told you how Spurs was. The Spurs had about 9,000 boys, you know. So
you know what also makes a difference, too? And see, when I think about the difference between some, like, I think about the mental difference here between at that time,
mm-hmm.
Orangeburg County versus now, me and guys my age talk about it. The middle schools in Auburn are so big at one time. Each middle school had to have two teams.
Oh, for sure.
So Summerton only had one team.
Yeah, one. Like, there's one.
So it wasn't like one an AB. Just
no,
one.
It was just middle school. It wasn't no B team and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know what a B team was until, like, I graduated, like, high school and started hearing and getting in the coaching world. There was B team, JV,
and then Boston.
And Boston. Like, I didn't know what a B team, well, middle school B team, JV, Boston.
Yeah,
that's so I thought B team was middle school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But 1A school, shout out to 1A running programs. Mm-hmm. Running programs, you know, produce a lot of dogs out of 1A programs.
A lot.
Don't sleep on 1A.
But see, no, nobody. Let me tell you something. I talk trash.
Mm-hmm.
Not, but I know, but I do go trash on 1A schools, but mm-hmm. man, y'all got some of the words. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the breakfast all too much trash, mm-hmm. but man, Calhoun counts.
1A dogs.
And they run their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But they produce some dogs. Even Bowman, yeah, I mean even from Estill, even because a lot of my family from Estill.
Mm-hmm.
And those, I think what happened is somebody explained something to me. And they thought this was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see when I went to Orangeburg Wilkerson, well when I went, because now you know enrollment's so low now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Orangeburg Wilkerson, my position was right guard. That's it.
That's it.
I didn't play D tackle. I didn't use special teams.
Offense.
My position was just right guard.
Offense.
But when in school, even I'm talking about the guys who be like 5'8", 5-star prospects.
Hey,
quarterback and defensive end. Mm-hmm. It depends on what side the quarterback and safety. Matter of fact, one of the he probably, in my opinion, he probably y'all best. Football player ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was quarterback in DN. What was the quarterback in what? Quarterback in what? Quarterback in safety or quarterback in DN?
I can't remember what he was at on defense, but he was a quarterback. He ended up going to the league playing tight end.
Yeah, because Carolina had a great tight end.
And kind of, but honestly, I think about it now. Think about this now. If you were quarterback for 4 years and quarterback all the way through middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a 4A school, you go to college and they switch you and change the position
mm-hmm.
to tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You are less likely to be prepared for that switch. Mm-hmm. But a 1A star,
yeah.
You switch him from quarterback, he go to college and play tight ends. I'm switching positions all
the whole time.
So
by necessity.
Right. So the 1A, 4A, or 1A, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, the more, you know, the reason that you get into mm-hmm. classification, get into, like, that don't matter, man. I think you've got to,
it's ball.
It, Right, man.
The only thing changed, I think, is the facilities, right, and just the access to, like,
yeah, that does.
The facilities and the like, and I'm gonna talk to this about some of your, I'm gonna say struggles, but some of the I'm gonna say character building, mm-hmm. also that having to be a winning coach, because I tell people, and they're gonna have this no more, because when you know you're a big program, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but my mama had to give me nothing to eat at the game, all before the game.
Mm-hmm.
We were fed before mm-hmm. and after every game. When my son played Jordan, he played OW. They had to give. They wanted the tracksuits back. Man, I had a tracksuit in a bag every year. So, but that's just some of the money. That's something we'll get into mm-hmm. later. But you being the turning around that program, the illustrious Branchville High, the illustrious Branchville High. Shout out. I know some cool people from Branchville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah, politics.
Politics.
So I spent that whole.
Getting in work
from middle school, putting in work, man, just building my confidence, playing with other people.
How your dad felt about that? Because that kind of pissed me off a little bit. Because
my pops is a chill dude, man.
Uh-huh.
He's a chill dude. Either he say fight through it, you know what I'm saying, or they never pressured me into playing.
Okay,
but it always was like, you know, they looked at me like, why you keep going back? Why are you dealing with it? You know.
So you would go. You actually still go to tryouts.
I didn't go to no tryouts. I didn't know what time it was.
Okay.
And this is, and like I said, I speak my truth, man, and I don't sugarcoat nothing. I was not trash.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't from there.
Mm-hmm.
Was my confidence where it needed to be at for me to be able to produce the weight?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have the people telling me,
man, you bitch, man.
Coaches telling me like where it's at. I only get that when I go back home, mm-hmm. when I go back on that side. You know what I'm saying?
Did that ever cause you to be like, mom? I think I want to go to that.
Dude, man, I wanted to go to Lake Mary so bad, bro. Like, you don't understand, dude. It was one summer. I begged my parents, and God rest his soul. My uncle went and just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Was it December of the year before last?
Mm-hmm.
He was this close to letting me stay at his house just so I could go to Lake Mary and play ball there. It was that close. I only talked my parents into doing it, man. And then some things fell through at the last minute, dude. But I don't regret it. I don't regret it. Because Lake Mary was even stacked. You know, but it would have been home, and I would have to deal with
that. And
you
that know? Was a stack. Oh, I'm talking about they were 7-8 deep.
12, 15.
Man, they were good.
I was there. So, yeah, man, that did make me want to leave. But, again, you know, like, this is going to show to how I ended up in the situation I'm at.
Adversity.
I ain't leave at that adversity. Yeah.
Okay, so you get this. So you play AAU. So when you're doing AAU, are you mm-hmm. doing your thing? Are you doing your thing in AAU?
That helped me build some confidence, man.
Okay.
Just working out with different coaches that, you know what I'm saying, I have no clue. They don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, it's fair game for everybody.
Okay.
You know, it's fair game for everybody. So that's why, you know, I end up getting an AAU myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that pushes you forward. That helps you, help me out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you AAU, you don't play Scott Branch basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So you get ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you say ninth grade, all right, I'm going to get this thing? Because I know still got to be some politics Wait, now.
More politics. Boy,
okay.
Boy, and I'm speaking the truth, man.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth, okay. Man. More positive.
So, but you put in a band ninth grade. Mm-hmm. So how did that go? So you
ninth grade JV.
But you made it with ease. You didn't.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
That wasn't a problem.
Okay.
I was making teams. It was no problem.
Okay.
But JV, and because my freshman year, we had a pretty good varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
My freshman year. So I played JV. We had a good year. Who was my coach? I don't even mention
him. Yeah, I know you want to do it. Because when you got a good coach, I know guys like that. Because we can name our coach, high middle school coach. But yeah, I got one or two coaches that were named nameless. Yeah. I got one or two coaches right now. But I seem like I might as well with them. I might square up with him.
Hey, dog, I said, we spoke.
I might square up with him.
Yeah, man. So I don't want to mention. I don't want to mention.
No, I don't want to
give you no credit. Yeah, so 2 years of JV.
Okay.
It was real good. I got asked to get pulled up, and the Christian time they pulled me and grades up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up playing varsity my 11th and 12th grade.
Okay.
So yeah.
So
but
did.
every year, I was gonna have a different coach. Every single year. The first 2 years of JV, I had the same dude. But after that, I had three coaches in 4 years.
That's not normal at all.
Stable, bro.
Cause most high school coaches. Man, I don't know, some high school coaches, they stayed too long.
Because they
didn't need to let
Don't do it. Don't do that, man.
But okay. So I want to go back there. So when you get the junior year, what kind of season are you having?
Confidence is dead now.
Okay.
Confidence is dead now, man.
Point, shooting guard.
Shooting guard.
Okay.
Shooting guard. I wasn't on high school point. I wasn't in high school. I was two and I picked two and three.
Okay.
I was a shooter, man. I still haven't met nobody that shoot better than me right now, dog. That's how I feel.
Hey, talk to right your trash, coach.
Talk
to your trash, coach.
Shooter, man. Yeah, I used to say I shoot too much. I just had that confidence,
okay,
in that aspect of shooting the ball.
Okay.
So shoot two and. Playing the two and playing the three.
Okay.
My junior and senior year.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you ball and so coach, down a bit. Did you play college ball?
Uh-huh.
Never played college ball. Okay.
I had two. My first year, I was gonna play at Tech at Orangeburg.
Okay.
They're losing the team, I ended up getting what is it called? Man, what's the thing called? Like a workout visit for Denmark and Voorhees.
Okay.
Senior year, towards the back end of my senior year, I ended up messing up my knee. So I was like, man, I'm not gonna do this no more. I'm gonna focus on the money side.
Okay, I definitely get it.
Mm-hmm.
So would you mind the knee injury? Because that is a real life that a lot of us have been through. I know somebody been through.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly was it?
I hyperextend my knee real bad.
Okay.
This knee right here. Still to this day, man, some days I feel like I'm 16 again.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I feel like I'm 80, bro.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I know about it. I'm telling you, I'm having a back issue. And my daughter said, Marvin, you the youngest,
mm-hmm.
healthiest, oldest man I know. I'm mm-hmm. be good for dinner. Sometimes I wake up like, I'm on back.
Hey, man. I feel you. That's how I do my knees. Get up.
Yeah.
Knees are popping. Hey, man.
So you get it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your senior year
mm-hmm. was my best year.
Your best year, and you got hurt. Mm-hmm. How far into the season?
In some way, mid season. I never got back right.
Okay.
For real. Doctor said it was like a mixture of growing pains at the same time mm-hmm. and injuring it. So it wasn't mm-hmm. a good mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But it never got
right
the same. Till this day, man, if I lay down on something, mm-hmm. it just slide out of place.
Yeah,
I'm used to it now.
So when you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
so you're playing, so you're like, okay, so at this point, do you feel as though, man, it's over? Do you start to be like, okay, now it's time for me to focus mm-hmm. on the next chapter in life?
I didn't want to feel that way. Excuse me. But like I said, with a mixture of politics and having mm-hmm. one. Feel like I got robbed with the back of the early years of my
mm-hmm.
middle school and
mm-hmm.
middle school career
mm-hmm.
and early high school. Like I felt like, dang, all right, let me just face it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So what I prepared myself to, all right, if I can't play college because of this injury,
mm-hmm.
Why not go to school physical therapy? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I went into physical therapy to still be around.
Correct.
To still be around.
Mm-hmm. And what school did you go to?
I went to OC Tech and I went to Southern State.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to OC Tech too,
mm-hmm.
twice.
Mm-hmm.
First time I went to OC Tech, I was not ready. Even though it was OC Tech,
OC Tech is not easy now.
No.
It's a good school.
In a just being a young man
What did you mean?
No, I was going to make general,
okay.
Whatever you call it, general,
okay.
Whatever, like general passes.
Okay.
Now I'm going to transfer. I'm going to be a communist program.
Okay.
Went to Tech, got all guard, and I have my and I have my beautiful, lovely producer, which is my daughter. I start going to take care. I have my beautiful daughter, which is one of the blessings that came from that.
Right.
Okay, so but you went to Tech,
mm-hmm.
graduated, then you go to OC Tech. Still, does it go to still physical therapy?
Mm-hmm.
I remember OC Tech had that. It's called the Guardians or something like that, right?
Yeah, the Guardians.
Yeah,
that's what they had the team. The year I got there, that's when they canceled the team. I'm like, man. Mm-hmm. So I went there for physical therapy. So mm-hmm. they canceled the team. And so I was like, man, it just let me face reality.
Okay,
so I get in that. Long story short, it wasn't the physical therapy wasn't what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I left there and decided to just go to education.
Mm-hmm. There
you go.
Okay.
I mean, so.
So what's your major at state? Just
elementary education.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Stars just aligned, and I ended up at the high school.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to do the cover mission program.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you, how was your time at Sacramento State?
Man. Listen here.
I got you, Bible study. I got you. That's what I tell you. Hey, prayer and Bible study. That's how we do. Prayer and Bible study. Okay, so.
But yeah, when I was at Tech, though, I ended up getting with one of my advisors, and my advisors put me on, you know, with Parson Rec. But I met y'all boys there.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
So that's where all.
So at that time, you that
Parson Rec. I wasn't even in education yet.
Oh, so that's you a Parson Rec. You still at OC Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so how was that? How was that experience when your father put you under that? How was that experience? Let's talk about working at Parson Rec.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience? We do good and bad. Let's talk the good first.
Good first, networking.
Okay,
number one thing. I met a lot of amazing people,
mm-hmm.
And lifetime friends, mm-hmm. People I still stay in contact with, people I ended up branching out and doing bigger and better things with people, mm-hmm. that started off as a work relationship and became family,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's the biggest thing about it. Some of my kids to this day, most of my kids I started out with were 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
and now they're like 8th grade,
yep.
and
yep.
9th grade, 10th grade.
Yep.
So I get to see them progress as young men and young women. That was the beauty of it. And I learned, I found out that my passion for coaching,
mm-hmm.
I can remember sitting, being in games, man, and would say, I could never be a coach. Like, this is too much. This is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Especially them, because I know I'm with you. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but them babies.
I had 3 and 4. That's the first, my first year of coaching, 3 and 4. I still got them plaques.
But that's teaching patience that you know, yeah, because you don't have any kids.
Nope.
Now, or then. Mm-hmm. But at that time, how old are you?
At that time, man, I'm like 19, 20, 21. I've been there for 4, 5 years.
Okay.
I've been there.
19, 20, 21, coaching 3 and 4 year olds. So what was that? Let's speak on that experience. The go from
you would have kids, you have a fast break, and it'll be 3 kids going this way, and you got 2 of them over here in the stands crying. You got one over here biting somebody. You got to run on the court, pick the man up from biting somebody, mm-hmm. look down and see, hey, it's a lot. Running out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you, man, the 3 or 4 year old, that 3 or 4 year old lead is not for the week.
It's not, but even with the 3 or 4 year old, it's always like 1 or 2 black.
Oh, for sure. You know, yeah. It's always, no, you, yeah, he's going to go somewhere.
It's always 1 or 2. So you do that. So at that time, when you first got there, So was Zach there? Or Zach?
Zach was there. Avery was there.
Okay.
Chantel was there.
Okay.
Joe was there.
Okay.
Was there.
So everybody from them again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy how the universe and God works.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there, then doing that, this job,
mm-hmm.
you realize your passion,
mm-hmm.
for culture. Because at that time, I think your job was. Y'all had to coach for any team that didn't have a coach.
And yeah, y'all was working there. You had to coach for any team.
That's still how it is.
Yeah. So yeah. I ended up having like 4 teams at $1. Yeah, man. I had 1 3- and 4-year-old team. I had 2 6- and 7-year-old teams, and I had 8 to 10.
So I'm pretty sure you enjoyed it because 8 to 10.
That's the quote unquote big boy.
Yes.
Yeah. We do our thing. You know. So
yeah. Okay. So you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're experiencing it year one, year two. Mm-hmm. So at what point, and looking at the rates here, for you, at what point you like, I think I really want to get into it. Mm-hmm. I really want to get into coaching.
When we won district championship, district championship, and you can go to the gym right now and our banner is up there. What I mean, that right there, that group of kids, man, those two coaches I coach with, that's when I knew, like, man, this is passion. Coach Tremaine Small, shout out to Tremaine Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing his own thing with CSYB in Rock Hill. Shout out to Jimmy Peoples. He's an assistant head coach at Bowman High School.
Okay.
Those are my brothers, man. So I started with them, you know, and they're older than me, man. You can say how old they are. I was older than me, but they look like my brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's where it all started at. We grinded it out, man, with a group of 8-10-year-old young boys. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, relationship with all those young men right now. They're in the 8th and 9th grade now, 10th grade as well. Yep.
Shout out to Jazz. I think one of them was Jazz song.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jazz. Mm-hmm. All EU. Because then, okay, so at what point, because I remember, I said, bro, hey, always cool, always talking to that thing. Then I just went from there down. You was like, man, you know what? I'm about to start my own AAU team.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you leap on faith for that? Because that's a big difference from the rec provides everything you need to, like, you mean, I want to do AAU.
Like I said, being in the rec and you sitting there realizing, okay, I don't want a district championship. We don't want to the little state and we lost that state. I'm like, dang, man. Like,
And shout out to all the brothers who did that again this year.
I forgot my man.
I talk to him every time because his son is a baller too. My bad.
Kendrick Ross, his son, and Small, Tremaine Small, son played.
Okay, so Kendrick Ross.
Vic played.
So Kendrick, his son kind of tall, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got complacent with doing that. I was like, man, I still love it, bro, but I want more.
Okay.
You know, so I want to branch out, you know, because it's good. You don't know how good your kids are. You don't know how good you are until you branch out. You know, so you can be good in Orangeburg, but you got to see what's up to it.
Correct.
So it was an organization in Orangeburg that started to grow Garden City Elite.
Okay.
And I was just, and like I said, my homeboy coach, Jimmy Peoples, he was coaching. And I was like, man, like, how can I get plugged in? You know, mm-hmm. It was real tight, man. It was hard to crack that group, you know, mm-hmm. that family, that organization. And I was like, man, you got to put me on, man. He's like, I got you. And so one day after a rec game, because he coached rec as well, mm-hmm. and left and walked outside. Yeah, man, come on, I'm about to go. And it was packing up to actually go to a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So I went outside. I met the two CEOs, Jay Robinson and Priscilla Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. Had a little brief conversation. And it was tight up first, man. It was tight up first. You know, it's hard to crack. It was hard to crack the loop. You know, but once I got in, man, they finished that year. I didn't coach that first year, but that second year, I ended up getting brought into the team and mm-hmm. getting the 9th grade group. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get in, I finally get in. COVID hit. So I only got 2 months of practice with that group my first year.
That's
so COVID hit. And so we had to take a whole year off.
Mm-hmm.
And so my quote-unquote second year was really my first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you really got the chance.
You really got the chance to do, okay?
Yeah. Okay, so you're doing AAU.
Mm-hmm.
Look, because I'm keeping up with just shout out to Facebook when people not using it for mess. Facebook is really good because mm-hmm. you know we all get to keep up with each other. Accomplishments from Facebook,
mm-hmm.
the good when you use it for the good.
Because
mm-hmm. I remember you like okay, hey, you remember you had the lime green joint song.
Yep, lime green.
Yep,
baby blue.
Yep, mm-hmm. lime green joint song. So you're doing your thing. So at this time, what is your profession? At this time,
what am I doing? Oh, at that time, good question. I think I'm still in school.
Okay.
What am I doing? Part of it, I'm at Parks and Rec still.
Okay.
Because this is after, so a little bit, it's COVID kind of shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
School. I think it's school, man.
Okay.
School
okay. And, okay. Okay.
So I think it's school.
Not teaching yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. So you do things. Mm-hmm. Y'all balling. So what transition? So I want to know because you really are an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you're an anomaly. I get like you said about your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You are the first coach that I've ever seen that has not taken the traditional coach. Mm-hmm. Hold on, somebody got a question. What's the question?
Let's add a question. Let's hear David say to your mom.
So somebody don't got to hey, somebody say hey, tell mama hey.
Hey,
that's mama's, man. Shout out to my producer, Moshe. Mm-hmm. But that's my daughter for all wondering. We should be one but wondering. Okay, so yeah, because you probably have, like I said, the most non-traditional to end up becoming a, like, bro, like. Like you in the like you big boy geez. Like you went from like I can see you like you I'm pretty sure you might have worked your well that you tell the story, but like I can see you like you over and this is North, so guys, don't take this any kind of way. I can see you just like over B team, over JV. You know, that would be like okay, but like you the varsity head coach at a high school that actually has a tradition, even though they have these spells, has a tradition of some good basketball. Now they volleyball powerhouse, but have these great. I'm talking about runs just in the basketball. So what was that? What was that transition?
I tell people all the time, man. Like it sounds crazy when I say this, but COVID, that 2020 was like the best year of my life so far. You know what I'm saying? So much happened for me. God aligned a lot of things to fall in my favor that for those during those months or that year.
Okay.
A lot of good things happened. And you know, getting to that school happened. Getting that call and saying I was referred to that position, man, was good.
So what position was this?
Head varsity.
Wait a minute.
So I applied for the girls. Cause I heard they needed a girls' group. So I was
So hold on, so you, but at that point you're not teaching yet.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So you still in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, man, you talk about, man, you moving on faith for real, brother.
Facts.
So, wow. So you still in school and you apply for the varsity head girls' coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to take that in.
And I was like, man, maybe I won't get it. You know, I'm coming from AAU, coming from Rick. This don't happen. But let me get my foot in the
door.
So, but I want the boys. Mm-hmm. So I want to bitch. I want to be a boy. So I am putting my paperwork in. And so my references is, or my athletic director, he ended up calling. Excuse me. In my references and looking at my resume at the time. And said, people that he called spoke very highly of me. He's like, but I'll tell you this. He's like, I don't, you know, you're young, so I don't want you, you know, coaching. You know, I don't want to put you in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's you, but I just don't want to put you in that situation.
It's just not a good vision because what are you? Mm-hmm. At that time, what are you?
I'm like, I got a 22.
See, even your age was a blessing for you because that's not even that don't even
happen, bro.
Yeah.
So he said, but this is what I do. I'm not gonna give you put you on the girl staff. We're gonna talk to the boys. I've hired a head coach already, but I'm gonna ask him to put you on his staff. So at 23 years old, I got. On that staff and whatnot, and you know, the rest is history.
So you got on that staff. So because I want to make sure we get a, you on a staff, but you're still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, which is was early education.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, so you're on the staff. So did you graduate the next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you graduated next year.
Yeah. So my second year of coaching.
So you second year graduate, and obviously you had to take the practice.
Not quiet. I took it. My rock was so weird, man.
Sure,
my rock was so weird.
Boy, man. What are you talking about, boy? You got God on your side.
I still gotta go through all that situation. But I got people helping me with that.
Okay. Okay, so
Jesus.
Yeah, man. So let's take it back again. Boy, God, boy. Hey, mama, that's right, mama. Get on the mama, that's right.
Yeah,
okay. So when you first come on the staff,
tough.
So are you also, because most people that get a staff, they already know each other. So you come on a staff that you don't even know who the coach is, the head coach is.
Mm-hmm.
Have no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm Mr. How welcoming or not welcoming was he to pretty much the AD saying this young man is going to be on your staff?
The head coach at that time, he was very welcoming. Okay. He really wasn't, okay, man, you, I got this. This is me. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, welcome me into doing things.
Okay.
I mean, he seen that, he saw that, like, once I got to practice and saw my work ethic with mm-hmm. the kids and how much I knew and how passionate I was, mm-hmm. man, he let me have it. And that was days I just run practice.
Mm-hmm.
I got a confidence with you. You got it. I'm trusting. Mm-hmm. Take it over, you know. I got it that way. Yep. So I did two years under him.
So you was assistant head coach at the time?
The head coach.
So you came in as the head coach. Did you work on it?
Man,
God is good to you, bro.
Right.
God is good to you.
Every day, man. I said every day. I'm blessed, bro.
Yes, you come and sit the head coach. Mm-hmm. You make a difference. Okay, now this is the thing. How hard or not hard was it to be a coach to these kids with y'all age gap being so small?
Mm-hmm.
How was that transition, y'all? Did you have to put your foot down?
Because they still to this day, man, they don't know my age. And I feel like a lot of time I go to school tomorrow and figure it out and map it out.
Uh-huh.
But like, they didn't know. They didn't know. They couldn't tell.
Okay.
People still they okay. look at me like, there's no way you that young.
Okay.
People like I got old soul.
Okay.
So the students couldn't know. They couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. I came in. I understand that. Okay, the age. It's not like I'm 20 years old. These kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't look like. How can we try? I just mm-hmm. came in firm, man. Mm-hmm. I came in and demanded respect. And
there you go.
And I got respect. So they never looked at it as an age thing. Like,
okay.
No, but it was fortunate for me, too, because a lot of ways the older coaches couldn't relate to them. I couldn't relate.
Can relate.
You know, so.
Which one is day, a real thing.
Right. One day practice is going on, and I just cut the speaker on. I'm playing, they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
They looking like, hey, what you know about that? You know, so
mm-hmm.
it helped me out. It helped me out in the way to balance, you know, but they know, you know, they knew. Like once I was locked in the year series, like I was, you know, but yeah.
Okay. So what happens year two to where you end up getting the position of mm-hmm. head coach
mm-hmm.
for Granville High School? What happened with that transition?
Mm-hmm. Year one, we go over.
Okay. Don't talk about the what happened to where like the coach did the coach leave? That's what I mean.
Okay.
Did he stay in a position?
Year two he gave it up.
Okay.
He ended up winning. Yeah, I said first you went over for the second year, you won 4 games.
And that's all out of
in everything.
No, I'm saying how many games have you been upset for?
And then we had 22
seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was and that's after COVID. That's the COVID year. So it's a lot to go into that now. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to go into that. And so the next year we went 4 and you know, but I'm more into it. I'm like, I'm not going over again. I ain't never gonna open nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing this. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So We work. And we ended up getting those games that we got. And a lot of big, really good school, we had close games with.
Mm-hmm.
And so people was recognizing that, you know, we on the ups. So I got my, that day, he was like, man, you know what, man? He's like, you got the passion for it. You got the energy for it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to spend more time with my family during this time. Because he coaches everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to give it to somebody I know he'll be in good hands with. We had that conversation over the summer, man. And he ended up talking to Ali the right there. The change made it. Change was made. So, yeah, man.
Well, that's a blessing, boy.
It is. It is.
Well, that's a blessing. Okay. Crazy. So now you're coming in.
I'm coming in. I'm ready.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, you ain't going to stay. Well, I know that had been an emotional moment, bro.
Yeah, man.
I know that had been an emotional moment.
For sure. Because like I said, going back to early on, like all that I, you know, I had to deal with and how my story was, like it's... Like it was deserving. Like everybody that you know they used to put before me,
mm-hmm.
like, and nothing wrong with what I'm about to say, but they're mm-hmm. doing different things. And like I get paid mm-hmm. to be around the game now.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid to teach it. Like mm-hmm. it's passion. I don't wake up no day. I go to Branchburg High School, sit in my office, and then oh, get up, and once I leave my office and go to practice, I don't feel like I'm working. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's you know it's passion. Mm-hmm. I'm getting paid for passion. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So. I love it, you know, and once that moment happened for me, I was like, man, like,
you know,
shout out to God for that.
Once you find something you love to do, you're never working on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I love what I do.
Never
love what I do.
So, okay, so you got it now. You're the head coach.
Yeah, man.
So, what's the record? Where's your record this year?
Our record this year, we ended up finishing 9-15.
Okay.
9-15. 9-15. That's the most wins since the 2012 season.
That's the 20s.
Since the Twins. So the Twin Towers. That's the most wins since the Twin Towers there. And they boys out of school almost 10 years.
Yeah, but what's what yeah, that's so I remember they was balling it
for a while too.
Okay.
So like, we had a big year, man. I feel like for the time. I mean, to see Branchville have games where it's packed.
Or they be talking.
I felt like, man, that was, I'm like, dang, man. Like, that was sometimes the game, I would sit there and just look around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's back. You know, I feel like that trip is going to get back. I had a pretty good team. And every coach will say this, man, like, you know, I feel like we should have won that game. There's a lot of games, man, that we should have won. But we have to deal with a lot of, you know, adversity. Every coach, every team does. I'm not making no excuses. But we are definitely one, I believe this year was one of the hardest 9-15 teams that you will see, you will play.
I believe
it. They ain't no question.
I believe it.
But my senior, Abraham Williams, 6'6", center, averaging about 15-7 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I had another senior that's about to graduate, Bryce Brunson, number 30. He averaged 15. He finished number 2 in the region last year. In the region with Bamberg, Esto, Bowman,
Esto Ball,
he was last year. He finished number 2 in the region.
Okay.
And I had 3 guards, dogs, man. 3 guards. And no, I feel like nobody can stay in front of them. 3 of them, man.
And what are their classifications?
I have one is a sophomore, and they were well this year. They're sophomore. He's a sophomore, and then next year. But then, next year he'll be a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Let's speak on next year. So next year he'll be a junior, and then 2 of them will be a senior. So,
okay.
So I got 2 more years with him.
But see, I think the best thing is, and no offense to Brandsville, but when I say this, it's almost like you shout out to my homeboy who used to be the coach of Brandsville too. Shout out Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Reggie. Reggie goes Brandsville. He had them boys winning. I think he had them team like that. 09-10, on the way, where you had Reggie. Shout out to Reggie, Coach Reggie. But this is what I think, and you tell me it's right. I think it's kind of hard, because not hard, but you're doing it for life. Like, you have to change that mindset of, like, we supposed to win games versus, like, that should be in the game. That should be in the game. I'm using this equivalent just because of the Branchville. Like, don't Branchville volleyball girls expect to win every game?
They get bored.
and it shows, and they've been that good for like the past 20 years because they have set such a high expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that with you coming in and a young coach, or sometimes some places need that young blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the high schools might need some younger blood.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I ain't gonna say which high schools. I ain't gonna say where they located at. Maybe close, maybe not close. Maybe in the city, but. Sometimes you need that, and you can feed into them, and see with that kind of energy, you would teach them like, man, we supposed to win versus like that should make it close.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you feel as though like you look like the freshman coming up because they looking now, the freshman, sophomore, even like the middle schoolers.
I have some students right now, man, when I say this, I'm gonna say something after that. But I have some students now, man, that they want to become just basketball players at Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't believe. You know, if they're coming from one of these schools, you should play one sport. You gotta spread it out. Mm-hmm. So even if they want to do that now, because I'm there, and because the program is changing, I'll kind of always take note. You playing football, no, you're running track, you're playing baseball.
Yeah.
You know, but the love for the game is definitely coming there. I mean, we have students just that don't even play. They just want to come to the game. They want to see me outside when they come to my office, see me in the hallways and whatnot. They want to see who these players are. They want to see AJ Dunk. They want to see a competitive Branchville team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents, people from the community coming out. The vibe is definitely changing in the when it comes to Branchville basketball. It died a little bit. I'm gonna be honest, it died.
Mm-hmm.
People used to play Branchville and feel like, oh, that's an easy win.
Mm-hmm.
We playing Branchville tonight.
That's a dub.
I played Branchville. Easy win. I'm like, you know, so
they had two. I remember two. Well, I tell you, they had these little pockets of like,
mm-hmm. Like, they'll be good for 2 years and they go back down. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to make it. Yeah.
Then they had, you know, it's crazy. High school, my dad, because shout out Hansel. They'll have Hansel. I don't know Hansel. I don't know Hansel's probably about 6'6", 6'7". Hansel got to be in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then even with Reggie was playing, Reggie about 6'5", 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
Then the gap, then they had to do, I think it's Chaz.
Mm-hmm. Chaz.
Then
shout out to Chaz.
Then right, another Chaz. Gap, then they had them twins.
Mm-hmm.
But that's four teams in 60 years, man. I'm not saying 6 years, though. I'm thinking that you're ready. But that's a long time to go without a consistent, like, you know.
Yeah. And I think with us, this team that we had and will have in the next 4 years, I think we will be able to be that team, another team in the window.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said earlier, like it's definitely changing. And it's not gonna change over one day.
No,
you know it. That's the goal. I have to always remind myself that. And my homeboy, Jimmy Peoples, he always like, man, slow down, man.
He's talking from the bottom.
Yeah, you gotta.
No offense to Grantsville.
Yeah, you gotta. And like you say, I've had situations where opportunities at other places, but I feel like I don't want to go to a place where the table and the meal is already set. I want to make my own table and set my own meal myself.
And then you make your own legacy.
There you go. So the challenges, man, I face, you know, like I say, all coaches do. I'm mm-hmm. not saying the mind is bigger than anybody else. But it's not a basketball-driven place, you know. So
Yeah,
there you go. I like that. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, you it's like sometimes, some days it's like pulling teeth, you know, but mm-hmm. the other days it's like, oh, yeah, I see the big plan mm-hmm. right now. I see the big plan. So, for sure.
Okay. So we had to go on. So I mean, that's a question. So did any of you guys, the seniors, get any looks from any colleges?
Abraham is getting some looks right now. We can't speak on it yet.
Okay.
Because we still want undecided, and we have like some options that we're looking at.
Okay.
So he has
looks.
Yeah, he has looks, and he's okay. There's people I'm in contact with for him.
Okay.
Already. So
okay. So, I was gonna say looks because mm-hmm. I tell people. No, one thing, I'm about to throw another shot.
Throw them all night. Throw another one.
I'm about to throw another shot.
Throw another one.
One thing that'd be crazy to me is like, you know, coaches winning all these games and all these championships, but nobody going to school. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care. I said nobody going to school. And you can't say it's the players don't got it. Like, academically, some players don't got academic, but guess what? The same players that happen to play football can somehow still get scholarships. Now, I don't understand that. But so I always ask coaches because I understand something mm-hmm. hard with it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
except one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And one or two don't count because one is whatever. But anyway, But that's the matter of fact that even my dad, that he's getting a look, and even mm-hmm. him getting looks, the other guys,
oh, for sure,
they know he's getting a look because they in practice too. And when somebody comes say, hey,
mm-hmm.
hey, come in for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm going to tell you, man, you got the story. You know, so also shout out because it's part of your story too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out the other Abraham.
The dad?
No, Tasha's son. That's when you're coaching staff.
Oh, Jaquan. Yeah,
Jaquan.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Jaquan.
Shout out all my coaches. Coach Williams, Coach RJ Felder, Coach Jelani, Thomas Williams, Jaquan. Yeah, man. Jaquan got the story. I said, that's his story. I can't tell the story for him.
But couldn't wait. This is my thing. That's why I hate when people give excuses and people say I'm too non,
mm-hmm.
I'm too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see a man that just lost his leg and can't wait to get on the sideline, mm-hmm. coach, what's your excuse?
Facts.
This man fighting to get on the sideline to coach for to help, mm-hmm. help be the coach, mm-hmm. help be an assistant coach,
mm-hmm.
lost his leg. And fighting to get back on the court. What's your excuse?
I told him, man, like his. Like, I couldn't be in that situation. I ain't the strongest one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that if that happened to me, mm-hmm. I ain't the same person, man. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's his story. Bro. Like he, as long as things like he motivated me, and he brings so much energy to the team,
mm-hmm.
so much energy to practicing, man. And he's a That's a different type of dude, man. Different type of dude.
He got it,
different
man.
type of dude.
Shout out then, boy, because look, I
he's the only person I know, man, that can happen to it. He'll make a joke out of it. I
said it.
He got that energy, man.
No, yeah.
Got that energy, man.
And shout out to his mom for doing it. Shout out to his uncle.
His brother, Jonathan Gatson, Abraham, whatnot. Without him, you know what I'm saying? He helping his brother get in there and create. It's like he became a help to the team as well. So that's pretty tight family, man. They
okay.
Blessed people.
Okay, so shout out all the Abrahams and all. I can buy log. I don't want to say the other name. Jesus, I'm sorry, y'all.
God.
Gatson. Shout out to Abraham and Gatson. Okay, so, man, coach. Coach, next year, let me tell you something too, coach. Man, your story. Man, hey, see, guys, this is the purpose of Marvel Sports and Life. We got two back-to-back stories. Last week was Jabari Ellis. I didn't know he didn't get a scholarship offer to his senior year. Well, senior season.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I got two Disney stories. Coach got a Disney story.
Disney story.
They go from there to just man, just how everything aligned, man, to being a head coach.
Back in school, man, while I'm still doing what I'm doing. Yep.
Shit.
Yep. Grind don't stop, man.
Grind don't stop.
Family always say slow down, man, but shoot.
Let me tell you something. No, slow down. Let me tell you something. Especially because then there's going to come a time where you're going to have a family. Yeah. Then that's when you will want to slow down. Let me tell you, why you now put the pedal. And I was going to say right here, because y'all share coach. Y'all share coach. That flyer I had out. I appreciate that. Man, I got some comments. Man, coach look like champ, Black Panther
no,
guy.
Man.
listen, coach.
Somebody said that.
For real. I've had so you heard it before.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Sure. Like a few people like, man, he looks just like Chadwick. I don't know what the brother name, but Black Panther.
Yeah.
I said, I'm gonna make show.
Yeah.
I said on camera. But I'm glad no age, y'all ain't crazy. Coach never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
But man, coach.
Next year, man, I'm ready.
Next year. Man, it feels so good to be like, bro. And shout out to Coach, but also was doing training one time.
Mm-hmm.
Coach also training a little more than one time.
Yeah.
But like, bro, it just feels so good as a brother, like to see you out there running around, setting up flag football stuff, being out there to go from that to outside of AAU, AAU to God. God put you in position.
That's what did.
God put you in position to apply for a job.
Mm-hmm.
The ADC, no. So now, what do you say? Our plan is not God's plan, but God less on our plans.
Mm-hmm.
God said, you know what? I'm going to put you in a better position. Then you get there, the head coach notices. He sees, like, man, this guy. Shout out to a head coach. Any man.
Coming off his pedestal.
Like, you know what? This man is better than me. This man will be better for the situation than I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man,
I appreciate him for doing that, man, because he could have easily stayed there and getting them six, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like, man, yeah, he's the guy for it, you know. And I don't never, you know, every time I see him, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a good relationship anyway. Like, that was my guy. He still works at the school. But for him doing that, like, I know some people have been selfish.
For him doing that, that's major.
That's major.
For sure. And I love that. What's his name?
Al
Hayden. Shout out Coach Hayden for knowing to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Hayden, I need you to go on your coaching Rolodex and send that text out to the coaches. Here and there. Maybe. But Coach, man, episode 89. I want to thank you for coming on here, Coach, because this is the thing. Especially the younger guys, you can be something. Y'all see, coach, you know, coaches, the head, and this is my thing too. I don't want to say that. Some of those guys that you coach in AAU that are going to be very good somehow might be great, somehow might end up paying for Branchville. Anonymous me, I think their parents might move. And we're going to say that for just for legal high school thing reasons. But some of those guys, but we know we all know how the programs is. But even if it's not those, people know how the programs work and how even with the football, especially the great community do it. And I don't know how they able to do it legally and know nobody better than us.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they had got kids coming and going as they speak. But now when you start thinking like, hey, matter of fact, I can talk about this because he didn't come. I know a young man who was leaving another school, and one of the schools that was brought up was Branchville. Like he was trying to go to Branchville, but something happened for whatever reasons. But think about it. But now he's even brought up like, man, I could play. I could play the Golden Davis, man.
Never.
Unless you send your daughter for volleyball. Football don't count. They just got a football team in the past 11 years, maybe. So I'm not gonna fault them for that. You're building a program from scratch. But so you coach football too?
Yeah, I have DBs in football. I'm a skills with DBs.
Okay,
Okay. Yeah, man. Chicken boy, how you move them hands, move them feet. Man.
So man, how's that?
I mean, I like football. I like doing it. Obviously, number one passion is basketball. But don't get me wrong, I love the football. I love helping out and doing my part. You know what I'm saying? Good relationship with the guys and other coaches, you know, so those favors translate to the next season. So, you know, with me, you know, asking him, hey, coach, hey, put a bug in this player, play basketball. Yeah, right. Man, you put a bug in that guy, you get him on the ball field.
Yeah.
So it goes hand in hand, man.
But you also said something, I mean, that a lot of guys don't understand. You said you don't want your, especially at the younger age, maybe if you're a senior, whatever. You say you don't want your guys to just be basketball players. You want them to play other sports.
Because
I don't think sometimes they realize the translation.
I can see it, man. I got kids, man, that should have played football, but they stopped. You can see it on the court. They want to shoot. They didn't dribble. They want to get to. They're looking for foul, and they need to get pushed and drive to the basket. They don't have a low. They don't have a low center of gravity when like making layups on block. That's a lack of football. You know, and I got the football player that's on the basketball court that never played basketball. You're too aggressive. You don't know how to reach with the, you know what I'm saying, the outside hand for a ball, steal a pass, and tackle the dudes on the court. They hit the ball too hard, layup comes straight off the lack of basketball. You know, so it goes hand in hand, man. The ones that didn't run track, you know, it takes us a while for them, even some workouts,
to get conditioned.
The track, man, it won't be so bad, you know, so. I got a group of guys, you know what I'm saying, that this upcoming year, man, we're going to be, this might be one of the best teams.
Man, you know what, and I hope, okay, I know for sure, and shout out to the Bone Barbershop.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Bone Barbershop.
The Bone Barbershop. Do it, JB.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, shout out to the Bone Barbershop. But we actually were supposed to, what happened? We actually all were supposed to come to a Branchville High School game this year. I think he made the one. He told me, he said, man, I'm about to go ahead.
I was like, man. The boys always so supportive, even with Marvin Sports and Life.
Always so supportive.
Like, those, like, on some real, so those, like, some of the biggest, since I came to Owensburg, I met a lot of people.
Yeah.
But those dudes right there, these are my top tier when it comes to most supportive people for me coming down. And I just left the shop from here, coming in, you know what I'm saying? They were just, you know, just speaking life into, like, the situation
where you're
in the podcast. And, you know what I'm saying that they remember, you know, because you started using the shop.
Yeah.
You started using the shop. And then I met them through that. Met, you know what I'm saying? They found that we knew each other anyway, so it's a big, big family. But yeah, shout out to Rudy and JB, man.
Shout out to Rudy, JB, and shout out to the Bone Barbershop. And there's still going to be some more interviews in to the Bone Barbershop. Because I got a phone call today, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we do now.
Yeah, that's how we do, man.
But that's my dog. And also, shout out to my other homeboy, JB at Fez. That's my A1 dog. I met all them boys together at Fez Barbershop. Shout out to the other JB at Fez. And shout out to JB at To The Bone. And shout out and Rudy. But before that you go, Coach, it got to be one thing. We talked about this one thing. Last Christmas time. Last Christmas time, y'all. I'm on Facebook. Shout out to Moses. Shout out to Moses. Promised Land Band. Shout out to Promised Land Band. And I was out here at Emily's Eatery in Vance and met one of the young ladies. I forgot your name. I think it might be something Brain. I think it was Alison Brain.
Tisha
Brain, who on Emily Eatery. Great food. Y'all go check it out. And she said, yeah, I play for Promised Land Band. So anyway, so back to Promised Land, man. So last Christmas, y'all, I'm just scrolling through Facebook. Two Christmas ago, I'm just scrolling through Facebook. This Facebooking. I look, I say, that's Coach. Y'all, Coach when they singing Christmas carols. And I ain't talking about being funny. I'm talking about like Coach when they tell the camera. Like Coach.
You dirty dog. Hey, you
ain't right. I said, Coach, did it on camera. So, because I couldn't let that one go. And I told the
barber side. That's a good question, dog.
The barber side like, what? What you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Coach, so you been singing your whole life, or this something new?
This man really gonna.
Hey, y'all go find it. He might have more to take it down.
Most of them there. So okay. Shout out to Moses, man. It's like family.
Okay.
We grew together in church. Church boy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Same. So grew that way. I don't sound McCartney, but I didn't get on. I was really into instruments.
Okay.
And whatnot. Learned the piano for a little bit, keyboard mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was mainly a drum.
Okay.
I always had a gift I could sing.
Okay.
But I was always shy.
Okay.
Only people in my house growing up knew it. And then I got to a point, man. I was like, "Hey, Moses, Moses was doing a top 50 artists, yep. And he was doing like a list of top 50 artists. You just have to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Moses. We still gonna link to each other.
Facts. So, Moses, we got to do some work together. We got to do this, man. Yeah, man, you ain't talking. Because he know I just be talking. I don't be trying to, you know.
Yeah.
But when I started seeing certain people, you know, get out there, and then I'm like,
I started
dialing, man.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah, and I think, don't get me wrong, I think it was during the pandemic.
It was during the pandemic. I think it was pandemic.
Yeah, so I was like, man, you know what, man? Fuck it. Let me hop in here. Let me do it. And I was like, all right, we're going to make it without posting. Mm-hmm. So Moses slick, dog. He's like, I got you, I got you. So we're going in. I said, we can do this Christmas. We're going in, record it. You know what I'm saying? It took us like probably 2 or 3 hours. He said that was one of the fastest sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Usually take longer than that. So record it, edit it. I was like, I like this. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, Moses, don't post that jump. All right, man, I got you. But I get down the road.
Bing, bing.
Hey, dog. I just posted it.
What? You can sing? What? I didn't know that.
Ain't no way you sit on this talent for so long, man. So yeah, the CB got out, man. Moses did me dirty.
Moses did the right thing. This Negro.
Been
Devin Campbell, Chris Brown the whole time, and it took a pandemic, and Moses, shout out to Moses, like I said, I said, let me go back up. I look, man, Coach did this Christmas, because but you did it though, because y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about the barbershop because I said I won't bring that up.
Yeah.
So.
Hey,
y'all go find it. Moses, I'm gonna send you. Moses, go ahead. Be shared. Share it. So, of course, I'm gonna get the last words. First, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. We've been talking about this since
two years ago. Yeah.
And so we already know we're gonna do it. I know I'm gonna do it. Like I'm coming back, and I'm coming back hard because the people been on me, Marvin. You playing? So I'm like, I want to thank the people too for asking for the content, and I'm gonna deliver, giving the bird some probably not the bird, but I want to start with the bird, didn't grow because I want us to be support our own, and you guys do support me, likes and shares. So, Coach, I know you have the last words to the people. Anything you want to tell the people?
Appreciate you for bringing me on. Mm-hmm. I support what you do with your brain and with your name. I think that's big, especially in black broadcasting and black content. Mm-hmm. I think that's dope. I'll make it about my kids, man. My team, man. I'm excited for next year. With my guys, my guards, Kaiser Glover, James Shepherd, Jackson Shepherd, Joshua Berry, Daniel, a lot of my guys coming back for next year to really do this. My coaching staff, my family. Just shout out to all those people, man. That, you know, shout out to God, number one, for putting me in a situation, in position. You know what I'm saying? To be blessed and to get in this position, man, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Bro. If y'all don't know, it's like Coach Story, like, I was just like, this is a real blessing, man.
Mm-hmm. It's different. Every time I sit back and look at it, I go to these other games, you know what I'm saying, during championship weekend, man. Just any of the games you'll shout, and I'm like, man, this is what I do, you know, so this ain't easy. Everybody, a lot of these dudes are older, you know what I'm saying? This don't happen. So I think it's dope, you know, that I'm in the position. I don't take regret at all.
And that's one thing I want to ask you before we go out here. I meant to ask this for the parents out here, just parents. How do you feel about year-round AAU basketball?
Year-round AAU? I don't knock it because I feel like smaller communities can't handle year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the bigger cities and the bigger and circuits that works out. Mm-hmm. But I do believe students should play. That's a good question. I do believe students should play both. Mm-hmm. I believe students should be more than one sport athlete until 10th grade. That's when you can decide, all right, football ain't it, basketball ain't it, soccer ain't it, track ain't it. Let me focus on this.
Yes.
Because my chances of getting a scholarship is better for that sport and whatnot. But AAU, man, AAU can teach and bring confidence that they don't get from other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of AAU teams out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every coach is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody can't. You don't have the option to play for that much high school. You got to play for that place you live.
Correct.
You know, but you can go and pick and find that program in an organization that benefits you and treats you like family. You know, so I think year-round AAU, no, because you got to play for your school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when in this summertime, you got to go get it, man.
You may
play against a future NBA player one day. You may play against a future coach, an NBA coach, college coach. There may be a college. I've coached AAU tournament, and Frank Martin was in there, and I did not know.
Yeah,
that's the former USC head coach, and I didn't know his son was playing. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so players never know who's looking at them, and programs never know who's looking at them. So it's good for kids to get out. And certain kids don't have an opportunity to travel, man. It was like darn near discounted travel.
It is.
Yeah, man. They build bond. They build a bond that lasts for a while, man. The teammates could be playing for this school and that school. When the game over, they shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys, they play the whole time. Some of them have a little bond.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many benefits to you, man. And you just got to find the right thing for your child. And your child's happy. If you see them learning, that's what it is. That's why I love it. That's why I do it. I'm always do it.
So now this year, are you still coaching at Carter City?
I'm coaching at Carter City.
Okay.
I'm head coach for the ninth grade squad. That's my original squad. Those are my boys.
Okay.
I had them for the longest.
Okay.
And I have the 11th grade group.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna put guys watching on Facebook, make sure I tag, because gonna be tagged on Facebook. So like, if they want to reach out to you. Any information concerning AAU, can they reach out? Mm-hmm. Can they reach out to you?
Reach out to me?
Yeah.
You can reach out to me at Coach Nate Strong on Instagram. You can reach out to at Garden City Elite AAU on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Where you can just find Coach Jay Robinson. You can contact her. She's the CEO of Garden City Elite.
Okay.
We have fifth grade team. Fifth grade boys, eighth grade boys, ninth grade boys, ninth grade girls, and 10th grade boys.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what we expect a good season this year. A good season this year.
Okay, that's good.
Fun learning environment. But expect a good season this year.
That's good because I know somebody who just signed each other for that, and they just seem very excited.
Man, it's all right, coach.
I'm gonna let you coach. You got anything else?
That's it, man. I appreciate you for having me. Though it's fun. This is fun.
Hey, man. It's fun. Hey, y'all. If you got nothing to do, make sure we have y'all go support coach next year. We gonna go to Branch. I'll make sure I go to the Branch again next year. I'm gonna see much. I don't know the schedule out. Mm-hmm. Will they got to be or not? I'm definitely gonna go. I'm definitely okay. I'm definitely gonna go support again.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all my Branchville people. I know that. Shout out to Lap Daddy for being the first, for being the first man ever take me to Branchville.
Right. Right.
It's whatever. But hey, guys,
mm-hmm.
hey, before we get on that here, y'all go make sure y'all find that video on this Christmas on Moses.
Oh,
saying this Christmas, y'all make sure y'all find that video. Oh. But hey, guys, this has been episode 89. Thank you for tuning in, guys. If I like it, that share button. Podcast available on all streaming platforms, available on YouTube, available on Facebook. And if you can't find it, just Google Marvel Sports and Life, and I promise you're going to find it. All right, guys, we out.